Okay, then we'll call the meeting to order, and first agenda item is the minutes from the July 21 meeting. I've had a chance to review those, and I'll make a motion to approve them.
Well, I'm going to reapprove the minutes of the July 21st meeting.
Okay, and then
I'm going to pick up and go off speaker. Maybe you'll hear me better. So I'll second that then. Any discussion about those minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
This is Brad.
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Matt, aye.
We have unanimous. Then for loans for this month, we have quite a list. And I had a question. First off, Tom, have these been approved for proper public purpose?
Yes, they have.
Okay. Then, to begin the discussion, I'll make a motion to approve the, what the heck many are there?
29.
I'll make a motion to approve them.
I'll second that. $23 million, we're really rock and rolling.
Yeah. So, I remember we had a previous discussion at a meeting about when a community is refinancing a prior BCPL loan. And I recall we got through it and we determined that it really wasn't something problematic for us. Tom, when they're refinancing these, are they just looking for a longer payment period to change the terms, or have interest rates gotten better, or why are they doing it?
They do it for a couple different reasons. Sometimes they're going for a longer term. They may have taken out a 5-year loan and realized that they actually need to go a little bit longer, and so they may refinance into a longer term. Other times, what they're trying to do is get a lower rate, and the policy has been that if a community wanted to refinance a loan to get a lower rate, they had to take out a new loan that was 5% of the loan that were being refinanced. So if you notice, in today's packet, there were a number of communities that were taking out a new...
Somebody's making a lot of noise.
Yeah. Yeah, it was difficult to hear, Tom. I'm sorry, I lost you there.
Oh, no problem. I'll do it again. There are two main reasons that communities refinance our loans. Sometimes they need more time, so they're actually going to refinance and go out over a longer period of time. Or interest rates have dropped and they want to refinance to take advantage of the lower rates. But in order to refinance for a lower rate, we require the community to take out a new loan that's equal to 25% of the loan or loans that they're refinancing. So if you notice, both Bayfield and Menasha were taking out new loans and refinancing some old ones at the same time.
Okay. I don't have a beef with it. We're still making our money for our beneficiaries, and it turns out to be a better circumstance for their community. So I don't have a particular beef with it. Anybody else have any other discussion on this?
I just noticed that the very short-term ones are only 2.5, so we don't make much money on those 1-inch loans.
No, it's pretty low. However, the market for real short-term loans these days is pretty low, so we're competitive with the market.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Then all in favor of approving these loans, say aye, please.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, we are all in on that. We did have an agency expense over $5,000 that I approved since our last meeting. This is the DOA billing for administrative costs. This is I don't think we do any negotiating on this. We just get the bill, right, Tom?
Well, in this particular case, yes, we did some negotiating on it.
Oh.
They had used a different method for calculating. BCPL's obligation there. And we had argued that it would be better to use our percentage of employees as opposed to our percentage of Wismart transactions for the state of Wisconsin as a whole. And DOA agreed, and this is what the bill came out to then.
Oh, all right.
Good job.
Thank you.
Spoke too soon then. Okay. And something to keep in mind when I get my bills around here.
We'd be happy to help.
Okay. If there's any other comments or concerns about that? Okay. Then on new business, I ask that we put on the agenda some discussion about what process we're going to utilize for appointing an executive secretary. I guess, you know, the criteria, do we want to post something? Should we be planning to do closed session meetings to discuss the various candidates? Are we going to offer any kind of anonymity for people who apply? I'm new at this. I've hired people in my office. I've hired at DA's office and here at DOJ, but not sure what process we use for this. And Doug, you might have some historical perspective.
Well, looking back on with my immediate memory, usually what happened is somebody knew someone who they knew was qualified or could be qualified. In the case of Tia Nelson, Jack Voight and I both knew of her, and we asked her if she was interested, and then all three board members interviewed her, and we hired her. Before that, I'm trying to remember how we hired the person before that, but I think generally we've known somebody who was interested. I don't remember ever putting out like a national ad campaign or something like that.
I'm inclined to lean the same way. I mean, there are qualified people right here. So I don't know if we need to post it necessarily. And the word is out. I've been contacted by some who I've simply indicated they should send a cover letter and a resume, and we'll take a look at those.
Right. I'm just wondering, putting information at this point, would it be, could we, for example, today make Tom the executive secretary rather than acting, so he would be that, and then if we decide to hire a new person, we obviously can do that. Where he wouldn't have to be acting, which sometimes is kind of strange.
Yeah. In terms of process, I think we could do that. I don't know if we ought to give the process a little more time to see if there are others who have interest in it. I don't have anything in mind.
This is Matt. I think we should, you know, if somebody wants, I'm sure somebody will contact the three of us. I think a person should send maybe a cover letter, maybe to Vicki over at the BCPL, and she could forward it to all three of us or something like that. I'm not in a position today. I haven't interviewed anyone specifically, Tom, or anyone specifically for the job. An acting secretary is the same thing. There's no reason to change anything.
I think he's got all the authority right now, and he does have the ability to run the agency. So I don't think we have to be rushed for this. I'm not trying to drag feet either, but I think we should probably, in this process, conduct an interview with Tom. Doug, when you went back and did the interviews, did all three commissioners interview Tia at the same time, or was it separate?
We did it together. We had a face-to-face meeting.
Okay.
In what is now your little office there, and then the three of us, we had resumes ahead of time, obviously, and we had a chance to look at them, and then we let the candidates say a few words, and then we ask some questions.
Okay.
Hey, Doug, this is Matt. I apologize. I didn't understand it. You said you interviewed them separately, or the three commissioners
all together?
Together
at once. Okay. I mean, all three of us and them in the room together.
Well, so, for example...
what I believe was a closed session.
Okay. Well, for example, when Tia was brought on, did she not individually probably meet with you, the Treasurer Voigt, and I don't know who that was, Lautenschlager probably? I mean, did she just meet with you guys kind of first, and then you guys did like a more formal one probably?
My memory is she met with all three of us, and we had a conversation and asked questions and things. But all three at the same time. We talked about it, as I remember. This was 10 years ago, but I think we felt that that was more efficient than trying to make someone have an appointment with each of the three of us. It was more efficient for them to just meet with the board as a group.
Well, and this is Matt again. I'm sorry. Brad brought up a good point about the confidentiality. I don't know if there is any of that, if it can be. I mean, let's say there's another person on our staff that has an interest in doing this job. Besides Tom, I mean, can they email us individually directly? I don't have a problem with that.
Well, they would contact Brad and send Brad a resume in confidence, obviously.
Yeah, I think that might be
Brad can't send it to us then.
No, but what Brad could do is Brad could schedule a closed meeting of the board to consider that.
Yeah.
This is Matt. I guess for the immediate future, I think just having somebody do the job of acting, Tom, fine for now. I don't think we're missing a beat. It's fine for now. I say we give it a little bit of time, let it percolate, see who comes forward and has an interest in it. I'm sure all of us will have been approached by somebody to at least consider it, and maybe in the next, you know, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, we, you know, interview these people and go from there.
Right. I mean, I'm not pushing this, but the only thing to consider, of course, is that the new secretary, well, no, that would work out fine. No, okay. Yeah, there's no hurry.
Okay. We'll give it a little bit of time. So in terms of process, individuals who are interested should send a cover letter and resume, and maybe it does make sense to have them come to me. And at some point, if I've got some of those in the queue, we can perhaps arrange a closed session meeting to discuss that.
Yeah, well, you can send copies to us.
Yes. I can.
Good.
That sounds good.
Okay. You know, in terms of criteria for the job, I think we've discussed this an awful lot already.
I'm just wondering, pardon me for interrupting, do we have anywhere in the files, and Tom might know, where we have a list of sort of the duties of the position
yeah.
that we would share with anyone who was interested.
Yeah, the job description.
Yeah, right.
I'm guessing there must be one.
Hey, this is Matt. I know Tia gave me something for all 9.5 employees. I mean, maybe it would make sense that one page could be uploaded to our website and just say, if you're interested, contact these three commissioners. We all have a public email. I mean, I'd rather do a little bit of, I don't think we have to jump the gun here, but, I mean, I understand we want to pick somebody at some point here.
Okay. That sounds great. Tom, do you know if such a job description exists?
To the best of my knowledge, Tia does not have a job description. For unclassified employees for the state, it's unusual that there is a position description.
Okay.
Well, she did. I think I get what Tom's saying, that there's an actual position. That makes sense because it's kind of an overarching thing. But she did send me an email that said basically how her day, you know, her year was broken up, you know, 20% on handling this, 15% handling this, But at least you give a marker on like what that person would be doing.
Right. I mean, it's only reasonable to share something like that with prospective candidates so they have some idea what we might expect of them.
Exactly. And I mean, I got that from Tia, so I can always send it back to Tom, but I mean, it exists, but she sent me that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And I don't know, Brad, I think it was Kurt suggested, do you think we should put something on our website saying that we're now accepting applications and put that description up that Kurt has, Matt has?
I don't think it's necessary. I think people who have an interest and would be within the category of generally qualified to do this. I think they know. This isn't a secret.
Okay.
I don't know if it's necessary. If anybody disagrees, it's fine.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think it's necessary either. I mean, an agency director is pretty simple.
Okay.
Is there some action that you wanted us to take on this end from a staff standpoint then?
These conferences are tough. If anybody does contact you, let's say Paul Smith contacts you and says, I want to apply, I mean, I guess just forward it to the three of us, and the three of us can either look at it or not look at it, I guess.
Okay.
We run into the one problem that it does it become a public record, and I think that will need to assess later on. There could be people who, you know, they want to test the waters on another position, but they don't necessarily want their current boss to know they did.
That's true.
So I think for the time being, we can determine otherwise, for the time being, we should not have those things become a public record until we've consulted with candidates to determine whether they want their information released.
Fred, I think that makes a lot of sense, and this is Matt here, and I think going back to what Doug said, that, you know, people basically percolated to, you know, at that point, Treasurer Boyd or Secretary of State La Follette. I think if somebody's interested, this meeting in of itself people could listen to it. It'll be on our website. They can know, you know, kind of like you said, go to us and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Anything else on that? Then we have an old business item, came up two meetings ago, the potential to have the acting executive secretary do an RFP.
Right, and I mistakenly tried to move that at the last meeting, so now I will make such a motion for this meeting.
Okay, I'll second that, and then any discussion relating to it.
This is Matt. I don't necessarily disagree with it. I don't know if I'm going to vote for it. I'd rather look at, I'm confused by the language of the optimizing land consolidation and timber management. I'd kind of like to see a request for proposal, and this isn't on the agenda today, but request for proposal or request for information on possibly having one of these land management companies, you know, possibly do our management. So, but that's for a different agenda, I guess.
Okay. So this is just to find out what it would cost if we had such an examination and what they would do for us. So, I think that this is appropriate. Any other discussion? Okay. Then all in favor?
Aye.
I'm just not going to vote. No big deal.
Okay. Then it carries, and that'll authorize Tom then to go ahead and prepare an RFP to see if there might be somebody out there that can do this at under terms that work for us. Any future agenda items to discuss today?
This is Matt. Only one quick thing on the bonds. I know we get the bond report. I think the last bond, I think they sent us, said that they bought a farm credit bond for like $3 million. I only wonder, because they have the authority right now, because previous boards, we didn't do it, but previous boards gave the staff authority to buy all these bonds. Now that we have this Bucks bill that I think Governor Walker is going to sign on the 12th, that's going to give us the change in the you know, a prudent investor. I would hope that we probably don't buy too many of these bonds, you know, some of the municipal ones. I understand we'll buy some, but I think we want to have a better examination before we keep buying a bunch of them.
Okay. So let's put that on the agenda for the next meeting. And we'll, when did you think the governor's going to be signing?
I read he's signing it on the 12th of August at State Fair.
Okay. I heard the same thing.
Okay. Then,
and at that point, we have the prudent in theory. And I guess my only point would be, so far we've been limited in our investment pool with those types of bonds. And we're going to still buy some, I assume. But I think we should at least have a discussion, let the staff, Rich, give us a little bit of intel on what they think, you know how our investments are going to change a little bit.
Okay. Do you need any more clarification on that, Tom or Vicki?
I think we have a pretty good idea. So for the next meeting, there's going to be an item on the agenda to, in essence, to discuss investment strategies in the interim while we're transitioning to the prudent investor standard.
Yep, just an interim. I mean, for example, we have, I think the last thing I saw, we have like $100 million or so. I'm sure some of it's allocated for loans, but, I mean, we don't want to go out and spend $100 million and these other bonds, but we could possibly buy other stuff in a little bit here.
Yeah. Okay, great. That's we'll put that on the next agenda.
I mean, yep. Doug's here. We know what's going to be in what is signed, so our staff can go ahead and start thinking about that and how that will affect,
yep.
Right?
Okay.
Correct.
Tom, do you have any report today?
Yeah, a couple of quick things. The 29 loans that the commissioners approved today may actually be a record. In my 10 years here, I don't recall having 29 loans up for consideration. So I think it's a nice benchmark here. So
you're going to put out our normal release. Maybe you could add a couple sentences and have Vicki add a couple sentences in the beginning of it.
Vicki is riding her bike across the state somewhere today, so we're making do in her absence.
Aha, well, I'm sure you'll do well.
Thanks. One of the things that we were looking at from on a short-term investment strategy is moving some money from the state investment fund to American Deposit Management. As we discussed in the past, the SIF is paying really low rates of interest. We're talking about 0.1%. ADM breaks deposits into smaller pieces and spreads them out into quite a few different financial institutions. And by doing so, all the deposits are federally insured, but the rate of return is double or more what SIF is paying. So a number of larger Wisconsin municipalities have recently moved their money to American Deposit Management, and so we're doing our due diligence right now.
Let me ask a question. Where do they invest my money? Is it within instruments that we are legally allowed and are totally protected?
You bet. It's just savings accounts. So in essence, if you took $1 million, if you put it all into one institution these days, well, it would only be insured up to $250,000.
So, I understand.
So in essence, what they do is they break it into four pieces or more.
But now let me ask this. Why can't we just invest it in these savings instead of having them do it?
We could, but the manpower involved in setting up 400 savings accounts would be a pain in the patoot.
How much of a cut do they take?
I'm not sure. That's one of the things that we're researching right now.
Okay. Thank you.
The next item on my list is Rich and I attended the Western States Land Commissioners Association conference, and after talking to a number of the other states, North Dakota is the one that most recently made the move to the prudent investor standard, and the North Dakota staff is going to be sending us their documentation on how they made the transition, and they've graciously offered to answer any questions that we have in making that transition. One of the other interesting things was that the state of is moving to move their money management of financial assets back to the Land Commission. It had been delegated to a different entity out in Utah, and they're bringing it back to the Land Commission because they think they can do a better job. We are working on the report requested by Commissioner La Follette regarding the sources of revenue for the Common School Fund, and we should have that report for the next board meeting. There are still some agencies that are finalizing their 13th month transaction, so the numbers for fiscal 15 may still be subject to change, but we should have that report put together by the next meeting. Earlier this year, we offered several pieces of trust land for sale via sealed bid. We've received payment for two of those parcels, and we're expecting payment on the third very shortly, so we'll be circulating land patents for your signature in the near future. And finally, it's my understanding that the Attorney General has a scheduling conflict on Tuesday the 18th.
Oh.
So we'll be looking at moving the time and date of the next board meeting, and we'll circulate times and dates as soon as possible.
I'm sorry, I've been very difficult, and thank you, by the way, everyone, for your flexibility with today's meeting.
Well, you have the most to do, so.
Or what would have been yesterday's meeting. Thank you, though.
That's all 18th. I had.
Jeez. Okay, looks like I'm up in La Crosse or something. Okay, well, Donna will figure something out, either me appearing by phone on the road up there or changing to a different date. Sorry about that. Okay, anything else anyone else has?
I'll move we adjourn.
I'll second that.
All right, all in favor, say aye. The rest?
Aye. Aye, sister.
Brad, thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.